On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
He salivates over this, the celluloid. Hello there, Fabian Fanboy.
Hi Mike, how are you?
Good, how's Hollywood?
It's great. I'm sitting in my car parked on Morrow's Ave. I forgot about this and I went for a swim. And then I remembered, then got out just in time.
Woo!
So that's my backstory for today.
All right, they're driving the other side of the road over there, I believe.
What? Oh, shit! Oh, God, you mentioned that.
Tell us about the movies, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, so, out this week, The Dark Tower, which is based on this very sprawling series of books by Stephen King. They've been trying to make a movie out of this for a while. Lots of inherent problems. It's very influenced by like Lord of the Rings and Arthurian legend and all sorts of other things and Stephen King's own books. The film came out a couple of weeks ago over here and got brutally savaged as a folly.
Oh.
I don't think it's that bad.
How funny you use the word folly.
But it's not
How
great.
Funny. I was just thinking about the word folly a lot last night. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you watching Follyfoot?
No. Well, that's a creepy theme. That's a creepy theme for that show, eh?
Oh yeah, I still have nightmares about it.
Anyway, it's a Dark Tower, the Dark
So,
not the former South Island hip hop group. Dark Tower?
No. This has Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. It's a big story about myths and fantasy worlds and prophecies and the ultimate evil in the universe being held back. And it's all sort of more like they sort of articulate it all more than you ever actually feel any of this mythic power. And you're kind of like, okay, so this is all supposed to mean a lot more than it kind of currently means to me.
Too much story for the average movie? Too much story? Is that the problem?
Well, it's almost like they've gone out of their way to simplify it and explain everything in a way that kind of removes a lot of the inherent power, I think. So it's hard to say what they could have done better. But they've kind of, it's almost like they've boiled it down a bit too far, and it's lost something. But I kept getting reminded of The Neverending Story, which is one of my favorite films. And it evokes that at various moments in a fun way.
What sort of geared towards what age group of viewers?
Hard to say. The protagonist here is sort of 10 years old. But there's some quite dark stuff here. It's sort of not for kids. It's like rat people running around. And I guess it's supposed to be sort of a teenage audience, but it's a little bit self-serious for that. Idris Elba's always great. He can do anything with anything. Matthew McConaughey, I also always love, but he's a bit annoying here for some reason. He does silly things with his hands when he's trying to show that he's making magic, and I keep thinking he's about to give me the finger. Not a total disaster, but not great. Did you like the Trip 2 movies, the Steve Coogan?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Trip for a long time, and I haven't seen the second one, but we've been giving away tickets to the third one, to the Trip to Spain.
I'm in the exact same position. I really liked the first one. I just haven't gotten around to watching the second one. I will sit around watching Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon do Michael Caine impressions for 90 minutes. That does constitute entertainment for me. So I'm looking forward to that. And also out this week in New Zealand is Logan Lucky, which is the new Steven Soderbergh film, which looks kind of like a slightly redneckified Ocean's 11 type thing. It looks kind of interesting. Really great cast. Adam Driver, Daniel Craig and Riley Keough, who's Elvis's granddaughter. But I feel like Steven Soderbergh is really on autopilot when he makes these heist movies. I haven't seen Logan Lucky, so I can't say either way, but I always felt like those Ocean's movies were just really smug and just not inventive or interesting in any way.
They almost got too good. You know,
well,
like, they're just a bit too canny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I see that. So anyway, but Logan Lucky is a film that he's making that he's trying to kind of do as much outside the main studio system as possible. and he didn't get to make it as much of an independent film. He tried to sort of distribute it himself. It's caused a lot of studio people to go, over here, because he's trying to sort of do his own blockbuster without involving one of the big studios. And so it remains to be seen how that goes. It's kind of like a movie version of what Pearl Jam did with Ticketmaster in the 90s, where they're trying to like circumvent the corporate overlords. And so, but the film just looks kind of okay. I'll tell you next week.
All right then. Thank you, Fabian. Have a wonderful week over there in LA.
Thanks, Mike.
And enjoy the movies. Enjoy the movies, my friend.
Oh, I do. Thank you.
Hooray.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I'm always a bit...